Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Sin that crucifies the Lord again. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Romans 6:6. In Romans 6, Paul addresses the issue of sin and its relation to the Christian. In Christ, you have been set free from the penalty of sin, but you are still in the presence of sin and its deadly influence. But even though sin continues to beckon, you no longer have to listen, as Charles Spurgeon teaches in this helpful insight. Walk with Charles Spurgeon, who from 1834 to 1892 was the most beloved British preacher of his time. All sin is contrary to the designs of eternal love, which has an eye to your purity and holiness. Do not run counter to the purposes of the Lord. Be free, and let the remembrance of your past bondage forbid you to enter the net again. Christians can never sin cheaply. They pay a heavy price for iniquity. Each time you serve sin, you have crucified the Lord afresh and put him to an open shame. Can you bear that thought? Turn to Jesus anew. He has not forgotten his love to you. His grace is still the same. With weeping and repentance, come into his presence, and there you shall stand firm. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 14.
Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Now, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you may obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace.
Equipped with new life in Jesus Christ, you no longer have to give in to sin. But that doesn't mean you'll never have to face sin. For God has called you to represent him in a sin-filled world. Old relationships may lure you. Sinful pleasures may invite you. But in Christ, you have the power to say no. And it's important that you do precisely that. For while sin doesn't pay, you will if you fail to draw on his strength. You'll pay by bearing the effects of sin. You'll pay in the loss of fellowship with him. You'll pay by receiving God's loving but firm discipline. You'll pay with a life that's joyless and empty. Is it worth all that?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.